It's Monday, September 6th, 2010, in Oroville. It's sunny, it's balmy, it's humid at 78%, with a temperature range 27 to 32 degrees Celsius. The following is an interview with Orovillian Abby, talking about her work with the Living Roots program. So, this is Abby, who's been in charge of the Living Roots program for some time. Abby, you've got another season coming up. What do you feel about it? What you could have on the program?
Well, I'm always excited when a new group of students is coming. We have 12 students coming this time, and what I really love about the program is the transformation that happens for the students by the time, you know, they leave. And greeting them at the airport and seeing these, you know, young, excited faces, you know, ready for this new adventure, and then just watching them grow and change, and what being in Oroville, this, you know, platform for them to be, and how that affects them and makes an impact in their lives.
And where are they coming from?
They come from different places in the United States. They come from different universities, and Living Roots, you know, through Living Roots, they're able to get credit from the University of Massachusetts that then gets sent to their school. So they're not just from one school.
And how long do they stay?
They stay for 14 weeks, and they have about 5 weeks that they do a service learning project. They go half a day to different sites in Oroville, you know, to farms or food processing or, you know, working with Village Action. There's many different sites that we have, and they choose according to their interest. And they do yoga every morning, or bright and early in the morning at 6:15 to start the day. And they also spend a period of time, this year it'll be like 10 days, where they go into different communities in Oroville, and they stay with, you know, maybe one or two of their students, not together with the whole group. And usually those communities will offer some kind of program for them. And then they also have free time to be able to experience being in Oroville in a different kind of way.
That's what I was going to ask about. How much free time do they get? Because it sounds like a pretty packed schedule. During this free time, then, they're free to go wherever they like and experience as they like, or what?
Well, they don't have a lot of free time, so there's not a lot of getting to go around and doing whatever they like, but you know, on their free time, they do stay in Oroville. They go to Pondy. But, you know, they can develop relationships with people, you know, make friends, you know, get involved in other activities that they might be interested in. But there isn't a lot of time. One thing that we started incorporating last semester was making special time for them in the morning when the Matra Mandir allows guests to come, so that they can actually have time in their schedule to go. Before, you know, we just kind of left it per chance, and they didn't really have time, and a lot of students expressed being sorry about that. So that was really successful last semester, so we're doing that again this semester.
And how many teachers or counselors do you have on hand for this group of 12?
It's always 6 to 1, so we have two what we call faculty. The teachers are faculty. Because the group gets divided into what we call base groups, and then that faculty is responsible for those 6 students. I mean, they're all responsible for all the students, but they meet with them. They have one-on-one meetings with them to, you know, make sure that they're doing okay and they're managing here. But another thing that we're doing this semester that we haven't done before is we're participating in the CSA, the Community Supported Agriculture, so because we want to support the farms. So even though we're actually not even going to be here some of the time, that's the period of time of the CSA, we want to support that. So we're looking forward to those nice organic vegetables from the Oroville farms.
Sounds yummy. So, of course, they go to Solitude Farm.
Yeah, they go to Solitude Farm. Some of them choose to work there for their service learning, and sometimes they choose to go there for their community stay. I mean, for me, what I really love about this program is I feel that these students who come here are, first of all, they come because they have a certain frame of mind, and they're quite open. But I always get the feeling that they're going to go back into their life and that they're going to do something useful with their life and something meaningful. They're going to be of service to humanity. And I think that that's why I continue to keep working with the program, why I love it so much, is because it's really giving an opportunity for those students to... I know that they're going to do something in the world, and that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, yeah, you know, in the United States, there's going to be this many, you know, people over a long period of time, you know, that, you know, have come here and have been impacted. And, you know, Orville, you know, and this is like Orville being, you know, the place the earth needs, because they come here, they have this experience, and they hold that in their hearts forever. And many times students come back. We actually have a student from two semesters ago who just arrived. And she's planning on spending a few months in Oroville. And so that happens frequently. Yeah, I'm excited. New group. It'll be fun. It's always fun. And, you asked about the youth. They don't, you know, Oroville youth aren't so open to outsiders. And we've planned, you know, to take them to the youth center so that they, you know, for a pizza dinner to at least introduce them there. You know, you have to be here a while. I think it's, you know, it's just like, you know, in Orville, people are so used to so many people coming and going that not everybody wants to make time unless for some reason you make a special connection with somebody. So I know that that happens, but I would say as a whole, there haven't been a lot of opportunities for this, you know, for the youth and the Living Roots students to interact. You know, so like I said, we are going to take them to the youth center, and we have done that in the past, and then it's kind of up to them.
Thanks, Abby. Today at 5 p.m. at the Multimedia Auditorium, there's a talk called Research on Beauty, a perspective on the life and work of Roger Anger, offered by the communication platform of L'Avenir and presented by Anupama Kundu, based on her recent book just released in Pune by B.V. Doshi for the Indian Council of Architecture. Doshi's recorded talk will also be played. And a talk entitled The Healing Method of Noguchi Haruchika explores mostly three subjects. First, that human beings have different body types which influence their psychology, their health, and their way of moving. Which means that when a coach tries to impose his or her own approach or the commonplace approach, it's likely to cause damage. And secondly, the question of what are the limits of healing with hands. And thirdly, reflections on an obscure subject, the regenerating movement or Katsugen Undu, that Hurochika recognized as an automatic self-healing movement of the body. This talk will be simultaneously translated from French into English, taking place on Saturday, September 11th, 5 p.m., Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, presented by Ananda of Fraternity. And this from Mother's Agenda. The division between living a spiritual life or living the ordinary life, having a spiritual consciousness or having an ordinary consciousness. Well, what's most important is to get rid of that division. And they all have it in their minds, each and every one of them. The main point is this, simply that there is only one consciousness. You've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone Marlenka, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. If you have questions or comments, contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.